1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I got Herb Sewell on the line with me. Herb joins us to talk just briefly. Somebody mentioned, Herb, that you sound a little bit like George Takei from Star Trek.
Well, I've never heard that, Phil, but I have heard I heard that I sound a little bit like Murray Hamilton. If you know who he is.
No.
Murray Hamilton. I think he was the voice of Kid on Knight Rider. You know the car.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, you have a very distinctive voice, and you know, for a guy that I don't know whether or not I should say this, but you were convicted of child molestation and violence against women and a lot of things.
Would that keep me off the air? Is what you're saying?
I don't know. I probably would with a lot of companies.
You know, it's funny that would keep me off the air when, you know, a lot of these radio executives are probably guilty of much worse. You know, if you think about it, you know.
No, I don't. I wouldn't say that. Okay.
You don't think that a lot of these people are guilty of much worse?
Well, I don't think, no. 8 years inside at a Tascadero at a place for nuts?
Well, is that all you wanted to ask me? What I think of George Takei? I don't understand why you have me up.
I just wanted to hear your voice to see if you sound like George Takei, and no, you don't, so thanks a lot.
Well, you're a real douchebag.
1-800-4-whatever. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to be speaking with a gentleman in a moment who has had a run-in with a San Diego sheriff over his treatment of an animal, a parrot, an African gray. And his name is Mr. Vernon Dozier, and I know he's an educator close by, but I wanted to talk to him about this because it was a little bizarre to read this story. And it was doubly bizarre to hear this story because of the way that the parrot was disposed of. And if I could get him on the phone. Vernon?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you tell me technically what happened, why you've had this run-in with the police? You've been charged with cruelty to animals.
I had a parrot, an African gray, and...
Are you a bird aficionado, or...
I like all kinds of birds. I had them as a kid, but it's very hard to maintain a liking for these animals. A lot of these animals are taught to say things, you know, by people that are childish and stupid and insulting and so forth. The African gray we're speaking about, I had while I was married to my first wife.
Now, your wife, you had some rough times toward the end of your marriage, correct?
Yes, we did.
Can you tell me about one of the things that happened? And it has to do with this parrot?
Oh, well, she taught the bird. She thought of it, you know, it would be funny to teach the bird to say things that were meant for me.
Like, can you say what?
Well, she taught the animal to say, and you know, F you, and it would also say, here comes a mama's boy, here comes mama's boy, these things.
To you?
Yes, sir. And it would be funny, but I could let it roll off my back, I suppose, but I think you're abusing an animal when you're showing no care or concern for that animal when you do that. Parrots are minor birds. They're all great. They mimic the sound of the human voice.
Right.
And they can approximate many different sounds. They're very, very special creatures that way. And they have what is called an echo reflex. So if you stand in front of them while they're in a cage, you repeat certain words over and over, they're going to say them. They can repeat them. It's an echo reflex.
So this parrot was saying F you and calling you a mama's boy and this kind of thing?
Yeah, and it said a lot of things that were all calculated by my ex-wife. Vernon sleeps with his mother was another one.
Why all these references to your mother?
Well, that's the whole point, because I was very close to my mother, very close, and I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of, you know. And my wife was angry with me because I'd asked her and her kid to leave. And so not only did she teach the parrot to say these things, she wound up getting thrown, you know, I told her to leave anyway, and I had to have the parrot destroyed, which is what Mr. Coughlin was telling you about.
All right, well, here's what I want to ask you. You have this beautiful African gray parrot, and you're a lover of birds. And he told me and said that he had offered you $100 for the animal and that you turned it down.
If I could give him the rest of the story on that.
Go ahead.
Bill is a very good friend of mine. And I said I appreciate the offer, But the animal, the parrot, has been taught to say these vulgar things. Bill has children, and I don't want to have them to hear this stuff.
So you had the parrot destroyed or put down because of these vulgarities?
I did not let my ex-wife, Karen, get off scot-free.
Why did you destroy this bird? Because of something that your wife did?
Because the bird is, it's a cruel thing. See, it's not the bird's fault, but you can't have it around saying those things. You cannot have an animal in your home that's going to be telling, you know, it's going to be talking to you like that. And I understand that it's an echo reflex, but I can't have the animal in my home calling me, you know, I sleep with my mother, or, you know, I take it, you know, all of these things. So I had the animal destroyed, but I told Karen, my ex-wife, that it was her fault, and I made her listen to it.
All right, now this is what I want to ask you. You called her up. She told the police that you called her on your cell phone.
Yes, sir, I did.
And you said, listen to this, and what did you do? You had the bird in a cage?
There was a recycling truck that had come down our street, and I had the animal in the cage, and I threw the cage into the recycling truck as the device that was coming down and crushing the garbage. But what I did was...
Oh, my God.
Well, you see, you have to understand, I had no choice. I had to destroy the animal because she'd made it bad for anybody that would ever own it again. She did it. And I held my cell phone up, and I said, this is, you did this, and she can hear the metal. I had made her listen to the truck squeezing, you know, crushing all the metal and stuff.
With the bird in the cage?
Well... there was nothing else I could do. I could not have that inside of my house.
All right. The parrot was taught these things. It was trained to say these things. The animal itself is not ill-tempered.
But the bird, Phil, is not ill-tempered. But are you going to have a parrot or a minor bird in your home that's saying, these long, stupid things about your mother being fat, about your mother, you know, you're enjoying it in a fold in your mother's fat, and
no wonder you had this woman out of your house.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. We separated, just so you know. Karen and I separated. I met a lady named Kimberly, who's my soulmate. And it was just something that happened. So I met Kimberly in La Jolla at a seafood festival, and I got home that night, and I told Karen to leave, and that's when she started teaching the parrot to talk about how I like to give it to my mother, you know, calling me every filthy name in the book.
So now you're calling on people who care for, train, and feed tropical birds to begin to breed out of the parrot the ability to mimic the human voice.
I think that's the only solution, Phil. I think it is cruel to raise these animals to be able to echo the human voice, only to have them brought into a home where they begin to tell the owner of the home, an individual that feeds them, cares for them, and loves them, and begins to call the owner names and tells him he is a, an a-hole or a... And Karen and...
But again, we're talking about a bird here.
I understand. It's not the animal. It's the human that taught the bird. But I can't kill my wife. I'm not going to kill my ex-wife. So I had to get rid of the animal. And so the only way I could do it was to just... I took the cage, I took everything, and just threw it into that recycling truck right as the garbage compressor came down.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman feels that enough is enough. Parrots, minor birds, animals like that that are capable of mimicking the human voice should eventually have that ability bred out of them, as it has caused enough problems. His parrot, an African gray, was taught to say some insulting things by his ex-wife to him, and he feels he had to have the animal destroyed. And in the process, he called his ex-wife so she could hear the recycling truck as it smashed the bird's cage with the bird in it. Now, she calls the San Diego County Sheriff, and he's arrested for cruelty to animals. I'm going to find out from him why he thinks he was arrested. He believes his wife's got some connection with the San Diego Sheriff. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier on the line with us, talking about a beautiful African gray parrot that he owned that he felt he had to have destroyed by throwing it into a recycling garbage truck, though. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, Vernon Dozier. What do you do, sir?
I beg your pardon, Phil.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a high school teacher. I teach history. I teach also our health classes to our juniors and seniors at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California.
All right, and you were living in San Diego?
This was during the Christmas holidays, yeah.
All right, the San Diego police cited you for cruelty and some other charges, and you wanted to respond to that, right?
Well, it's a simple response. I mean, my wife has connections with the San Diego sheriff. My ex-wife, I should say. I'm sure she got on the phone with a brother or a cousin or something. I mean, you know, San Diego is a major metropolitan area, and the sheriff's department there is they're very good officers. But by the same token, San Diego is not a big city. By that, I mean their police agencies are. There's a lot of extended family through them, much like you might find in the some of the older, you know, southern communities. And so she's got brothers and cousins. And, you know, I don't want to characterize her. She's the one that taught the animal to call me a homosexual. It was an epithet for homosexual. I don't even want to use the word. And
all right, so this parrot would be in the house,
in the cage, and I would come to the door, and now it's calling me an FAG. Here comes the FAG.
Boy,
and see, this is the kind of woman that I was married to. So, and now she's got cousins and uncles and who knows who else in the San Diego Sheriff's Department. Probably all she has to do is, and I made the joke, and she said it was racist.
And what did you say?
I said, all you got to do is ring a dinner bell, and somebody in the San Diego Sheriff's Department is going to come running.
Why is that racist?
That's what I said to her. She said it was against, she said I was referring to her as a hillbilly or something. I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to Janie. We're talking to Vernon Dozier about this parrot that was killed as the result of the things it was taught to say. Janie?
Hey, Phil. How
Hi.
You doing?
Good.
This man has a parrot, the gray parrot. Couldn't he take it to his mom's house? Is his mom still alive?
Oh, no, ma'am. My mother is... long gone.
Okay, can you take it to a friend's house?
Well, I wanted to.
You know,
but ma'am, I would take my animal
to a friend's house and let a friend babysit it or, you know, keep it away from my ex-wife.
Well, here's the thing. The animal was already contaminated by my ex-wife. It's calling me a, you know, pardon my language,
well,
ma'am.
Well, couldn't you have taken it to a vet and had the vet take, you know, put it down in a less humane way?
You mean in a more humane way? I thought about that.
You know,
but
no, it wouldn't have been in one way. The vet, we gave the bird a shot,
well,
and the bird went to sleep, and it will never wake up.
I don't think
it didn't have
could...
to be thrown up into a trash truck.
Well,
I agree with the lady. Why not?
Well, number one, you can't give a bird a shot because the needles, it's so
wait
long.
Wait a minute, hang on.
Right
whoa, wait a
minute. How do you give a bird a
shot? A bird
shot?
Has a heart. It has blood veins. It has everything else just like a human being.
Well, wait a minute. It doesn't have it
has a heart.
It can't talk.
It has a heart.
Well, it can talk. Excuse me, it can talk, but
yeah.
It's not talking.
It has a heart. You know, it's got pumped blood through the body.
When you say it has a heart, are you saying it has a heart the way, say, Ray Charles had a heart? Like
I'm saying it has a heart.
Blues?
It has a mind. It has a heart. It has blood veins going through.
Yeah.
Its
in other
body.
Words, I think what Janie's saying is you can inject into it.
But here's the thing. A bird is so small that most of the standard hypodermic needles, once you try to give it a shot, it'll go right through the bird. The needle's coming out the other side. That's ridiculous. Where are you going to give it a shot? See, and what, like you give it a polio shot in the wing? And the
well,
other
how
thing,
about through the heart?
Well, you know what? These are all very good points, ma'am. But I felt that my ex-wife needed to hear what she had done. So
you deserve to go to... I'm sorry. Phil, I'm sorry, but he deserves... for the lawman come knocking on his door, because that
wait.
Is the humane way.
Wait.
You know, I have 9 rat terriers. They bug the daylights out of me 7 days a week. You think I'm going to throw them off in a trash bin? I don't think so.
Well, Janie, can I say something? If I got a dog that's yapping morning, noon, and night, I may not throw it into a recycling truck, but I will damn sure try to kick a field goal with one of them.
Yeah, you be
are you trying to
my 410, friend.
Wait a minute.
No,
I gotta sit and listen to your dog yap while I'm trying to get some
sleep. I'm an animal lover. You know, people are constantly dumping animals off out here.
Well, dear, I wonder how much of an animal lover you would be if you had a parrot sitting in your house calling you a bull dyke.
Well, there, you know, a dog you can train just like a bird you can train. A cat you can train.
Well, see, can
you know,
I ask a question?
Take it away from the ex-wife and take it to a friend's house.
Well, can I ask you a question because you seem to know about animals? Are parrots, can parrots be untrained to not say the stuff they've been trained to say?
Yes, sir, they sure can.
Oh, no, that's
if that person
baloney.
Wants to work with them that bad. Apparently this knucklehead, he didn't want to work with the bird. He really didn't give a flying flip for the bird.
Ma'am,
yes,
I tried. Ma'am,
they can.
How am I supposed
if
to care about...
To, if he really wants to work with the bird, he can even go and get tapes for this bird to say the good things instead of the bad things.
Ma'am, how am I supposed to care for an animal that's calling me a queer 24 hours a day?
It doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean it. It was taught that by your wife.
Yes, you're right. But it's only human to resent it.
So you take the animal in a cage, toss it into a recycling truck as the trash compressor's coming down.
And I had the cell phone so Karen could hear it. And she played it for the judge. You could hear the crushing metal. And then she has her... inbred cousins from the San Diego Sheriff. Forget it.
Inbred now. That's what they are? They're inbred?
Well, it's a hillbilly clan over there.
Jesus.
He's right. Stupid. I'm sorry.
I'm stupid.
He ain't got He ain't got no heart. How is someone like to throw
something?
Him off into a trash can?
Let me ask you a question. How are things up at Cold Mountain? God. By the way, I really loved you, Ms. Zellweger, in the...
All right. Thank you.
Well, that's got to be a gag.
That lady is an animal lover. And an animal lover, no matter how stupid the person is not going to attribute to an animal human feelings or human intention.
I do not attribute to that animal human feelings or human intention, but I do attribute to myself human feelings. And when a parrot sits in a cage, chilling out, loving life, you know, looking at himself in a mirror, because that's all they do all day long. That's all that a bird does. It sits and stares at itself in a mirror. And when you think about how egotistical that is, and then when I come walking downstairs to get myself a cup of coffee and it says, oh, here comes the queer.
But it was taught that.
I understand.
So you're saying, regardless, you can't take it.
I couldn't take it. And my ex-wife is the one. See, why don't you get her on the phone? Why am I the guy that's sitting here about to take 8 million volts through the chair? Why am I that black guy on the Green Mile with no water in the sponge? Well, you know, you gentlemen can laugh if you want. Mr. Andrew, let me in on the joke.
The black... What? Why am I the black guy on the Green Mile with no water in the sponge?
It is a reference to a very inhumane way of electrocuting a man.
I know that, but that's... You know, are you kidding? I mean, is that what you're comparing this experience to?
My wife, my ex-wife, with the Clampett clan down there in the San Diego Sheriff's Department has got me, okay... I got a court date, and I had to post $3,000 in bond money.
Because you killed an animal, a defenseless animal.
It was calling me names. I didn't like the things it said.
1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back in a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens. 1-800-449-8686.
And,
the Phil Hendry Show is back.
And she looked at me and she gave me this look like she thought I was dumber, you know, dumber than a handful of Georgia clay, as we like to say. So I...
What? Now, you walked into a friend's house who is blind.
This gentleman's blind, yeah. And I noticed that his house was clean. And I said, how do they do? You know, how is that possible? How do if a guy's blind and his wife is blind too? This guy's a good friend of my wife's family, and he's also a taught her in college. And so these are two blind people who live together, and yet their house is spotless. And that's when she looked at me like, and she, you know, and that's when she started teaching the parent all these things. After I told her, you know, I met Kimberly, all of that happened, yeah. But also, she just thinks I'm stupid. So,
well, I don't know. I imagine blind people have cleaning people.
I don't know. Okay, every day. In other words, if you're blind, even if you're a blind guy who wants to be clean, you're gonna leave. You're going to miss the toilet someday, aren't you? I mean, you know, you see what I'm saying?
All right, let's just take some phone calls on this other thing about the parrot that was killed by you. And
my ex-wife taught it to call me names.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi, I've bred birds for about 15, 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And I have a Goffin cockatoo, and the people I got it from were very abusive to each other and spoke bad and were always yelling. And they had the bird for its first 3 years of life. And when I got it, I didn't like any of the noise it made because it was from where it came from, abusive, bad language.
Well, but it wasn't calling you any of those things, see?
What I'm going towards is that the bird no longer says any of that or makes any of those angry noises. I've had the bird for 8 years now, so
right.
Them giving it away and not killing it,
right.
It's fine. It's a great pet. It's loving. It's good to my kids. It doesn't have its angry tones in its voice. It doesn't say the angry, because birds learn to mimic people also. They may not speak the words, but I call it a human babble that they make, because it's not a
right.
Something they learn in the wild.
Yeah, but the bird didn't say, hey, Lisa, you don't look like you could use another pancake.
I realize
that.
My point is that I'm believing you just needed an outlet, and the bird was there, and it was causing you pain by yelling at you these things. Instead of directing your anger the right way, you could have given that bird away and found something else to get back at your ex-wife instead of killing off this bird. Granted, yeah, I get your point. It would suck to come down and have something saying nasty things to you every day.
There you go. That's
what
I'm
saying. But I have a 7-year-old, and every day I teach her sticks and stones. You know, you can't beat somebody up because they call you a bad name. You just got to turn around and walk away and don't hang around with them.
Well, I thought of that.
You can do the same thing with a bird.
I thought of that. When I first got the bird, and it's saying, you know, and my wife left, and she had taught the bird, hey, you know, Vernon, you're a big queer. Excuse my language, Mr. Henry, but, you know, hey, Vernon, you sleep with your mama. Hey, Vernon. And I remember thinking, you know what, I'll just ignore it because I'm a human. It's a bird. It's
right.
Got it way worse than I do sitting in a cage.
I'm
so much better than it. And yet there I was that day throwing it into a garbage truck.
Finally.
It got to me, and so, you know, my feeling is this. I'm sorry, but she calls up the San Diego Sheriff's Department, and she gets every uncle, cousin, every brother, and she's got more people in her family. And
Right,
well,
was the bird yours first or hers?
Well, it was both ours, and she ruined it, see?
So when you actually left?
No, I told her to leave because I met this other girl. And
so
that's
why
the other
didn't
thing.
You send the bird with her so she could listen to everything?
Well, that's
she
just it.
It.
That's just it. She didn't want it, and you know why she didn't want it? Because she stood there when I was at work teaching it all this stuff, and then snuck out.
Right.
And I come home and I'm assaulted by this thing. And the other thing why she left is because this lady that is moving in with me, she's much younger and she's very, you know, beautiful and everything. And I think my wife's just got a, you know.
Well. I want to add one other thing.
But to have a bird sit there. And the other thing about birds, they're staring at themselves all day long in a mirror.
Only
like they
if
think
you give them a mirror.
Like they think they're the greatest thing that
came down
the pike.
Only if you give them a mirror. They don't stare if they don't have a mirror. But beyond that, my question is,
what do they think is so hot about themselves, you know?
What I'd like to tell you is don't ever get another bird, and you cannot train them not to talk. It's something that birds can do without medical. I mean, there used to be a bird, and I don't know if it was a minor.
Well,
what,
maybe
they
ought
to teach them.
They ought to teach them how to, you know, or penalize them if they say you know, things
filled. Well, you know, my brother had a parrot, and his girlfriend taught it to say the F word, and I didn't think much of that, but I got his bird, and it stopped saying it because it didn't hear it anymore.
Can I tell you this? Did you ever see the movie Raging Bull?
No.
All right. In the movie...
It's a movie.
One of the characters says, your mother blank, blank in hell, okay? The bird was saying that to me.
I still think you took your aggression out on
the wrong thing.
It was
about an elephant and what an elephant has. And my mother was doing something with it.
All right. Don't ever get another parrot.
Lisa, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll never get another parrot if I never see another parrot, I will thank God, even though he died for our sins. I would thank God to die again for my sins if he would allow me not to see another parrot, and that's it for me. Jesus. I am done with parrots.
Well, good, man, because the one and only one you had, you threw into a garbage truck.
You know, you make that sound like it's some kind of a, something out of the Spanish Inquisition. It's a bird that was talking trash. What are you going to do?
I'm going to say it's a bird, and what do you mean it's staring at itself in a mirror like it thinks it's great?
They do.
Dude, it's a freaking bird. It ain't a human being. It hasn't got human sensibility.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you laughed at that whole thing about the black guy with the dry sponge, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
So I guess you'd like to see me in an electric chair with...
Yeah, no, you know what, pal? Here's what I say. I say that you deserve to be arrested for cruelty to animals... Even though her family and all of her brothers and uncles and cousins are just loaded up in the San Diego Sheriff's Department. And I'm glad you're out on bail. Take your medicine like a man and do not ever mistreat an animal again. They're weaker than us. They are the simplistic and innocent creatures of this world. And
oh, let me get out a violin.
And you know what? For a human to mistreat an animal is the greatest act of stupidity and cruelty that I can possibly think of other than abusing a child. Okay?
So now you're thinking I gave it to a kid, is that it?
No, I didn't say that. You threw a parrot into a garbage truck and then waited and then held the phone up while the metal cracked underneath the recycling thing. God almighty.
And then I got on the phone. I said, did you hear that, Karen? She goes, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. Ha ha, and she hung up.
Well, you're both a couple of twisted idiots.
Can I get one of those Bobby Dooley t-shirts for my wife, though? Because I...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't want to continue with some email, but I do want to mention that our website, www.philhendryshow.com, is a great place to go to learn about our show. And really the best thing to do is to get a backstage pass. It's $6.95 a month. You have access to all the audio from our show, all of the bits that we've done down through the years, all of the massive, marvelous, wonderful, comedic, genius kind of things that we've done and like that. And it's only $6.95 a month. I'm sorry about the MP3 downloads. I get tons of email from people saying, dude, I like the downloads, but how come there's no music? The music is stripped out of those downloads because the law says that if you don't pay for the rights to the music, they may not be available on downloads, and we're not going to pay for the rights to the music, so it's not available. Now, understand that most talk shows, if not all talk shows, that doesn't matter. You can download, for instance, the Sean Hannity show, and if there's music stripped out of it, do you notice that there's music in it? Do you notice that there's anything other than him and his callers? Do you notice anything about any other talk show? This is the only so-called talk show. You know, because it's a spoken word show, they figure I don't need music. They don't get it. Not they, meaning the company I work for, although maybe them too. But the whole thing blows, man. The MP3s, in my opinion, suck a world of Chinaman. In my opinion, I wouldn't go for it, baby. That's my opinion. I would just listen to the live stream. Try to record it somehow, to hell with it. And go to our archives. I think we've got some stuff there. I think there's some bits in there that you can download that still have the music in them, although which ones I don't know. And, you know, and it kills me, too, because, like, I mean, if I'm doing a bit, like this music here, people are going to go and ask, God, what is that music, right? Guy wants me to pay him because I'm playing this. It would never get heard were I not playing it. You wouldn't know who this guy was. This guy here, I don't know who he is. I can tell you, but I don't think I will. You want to know why? Because he's going to make me pay him for playing 2 seconds of his music, which otherwise nobody's going to hear it. right? I had a really good, I was thinking about this the other day. When I was a disc jockey, I played their music for free. I played all the records for free, and because I played all those records for free, those people got famous. I didn't have to pay to play those songs. They gave us promotional copies. They let us play that stuff, and it would get heard, and then people would go out and buy it, right? So I figure you cats owe me big. We'll be right back on Making Crap That Floats in the Pool with me, Martha Stewart. Anyway, hey, Phil, here's another email. Love the show. I loaded my iPod with material. I've been walking around in a Phil Hendry-induced stupor for weeks. It's a surefire way to alienate yourself from friends and family and head down the road to divorce. But that's not why I'm writing. I'm wondering where the character photos on your website come from. Is it me, or is Chris Norton actually Ryan Seacrest? I don't think so, man. I know the picture you're talking about. Or maybe it is, but I think it's just some doofus-looking sunbaked dude that Doug Jones found. And am I alone in finding the photo of Bobby Dooley oddly sexy? Only if you dig a...
Jewish chicks.
What do you mean, Jewish chicks? Anyway, yeah, she's... Thanks again for the brilliant work, Steve Schaefer, Cincinnati, Ohio. The Trailer Park Boys is the funniest show I've ever seen, Phil. I'm happy you talked about it on your show, and now all my friends is downloading all 5 seasons. Thank you. Best regards, Raven. Yeah, Trailer Park Boys kicks ass. It's a Canadian thing, but them cats, they're funnier than us. Hey, Phil, I download the show every day, but the lack of music during the show is pissing me off. Can't they put in just a few seconds? Because when you talk about the music or soundbite, I begin to think I'm listening to Sybil. No, man, I can't. Hey, Phil, I remember when I first listened to you on your show, it was the first day you were on KFI AM 640 and you were imitating a professional athlete. I thought the station was starting a new sports talk show, and I was actually one of the people that called in to complain and say that I wanted you off the air. But I'm pretending like I've always liked you. Thanks so much, Sandra. I'm kidding, Sandra. She actually said she's liked the show from the beginning, and she stopped listening because she didn't get it. But now that I'm getting a TV show, she wants to be sure that I'm counted as one of her fans. One of my fans. Here's one from Diane. You have a great-looking family, Phil. I was surprised to see step in the description of your family since you essentially raised the kids and rarely refer to their step status. Anyway, just curious, having been a step-parent myself, Diane. You know what? I'm a step-parent. You know, I'm not going to pretend like they're my kids. They ain't. They're my step-kids. And that's cool. That's all right. They have a father. They have a mother. See, being a step-parent, you're always just going to be a step-parent. Now, I know there are a lot of kids who call their stepfather, stepmother, my mom, my dad, because those are the guys that raised me, and that's their right. But I'm not going to sit there and say, my kids. I know I do it, and I don't think that I want to keep doing it because I want people to know I'm a stepdad. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think. But I haven't seen the tuition bills just yet. We'll be back on I Was a Step-Parent Taking It Squarely in the Shorts on the Mid-Afternoon Movie. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. This is Step-Parent? Hosed? What are you talking about? We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Here's a kind of a cool email from Christine, and she's a member of SweetFeatheryJesus.com. For those of you who are curious about the fan sites for the Phil Hendry Show, there are a few, and there's a lot of different sites that have to do with the show, but this is a fan site that we've kind of become very attached to, sweetfeatheryjesus.com. Check it out. You have to become a user. Christine is a member over there, and she writes, Phil, I was wondering if you've ever slipped into character while talking to your kids. Or if you've answered the phone as Lloyd or Vernon Dozier, knowing that one of the kids' friends was calling. No, but I've literally answered the phone in character back in the day when bill collectors called, you know, when I was single and I was broke. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Yes, this is AT&T. This is something, you know, the butt plug collection bureau. We want to speak with Mr. Henry.
Oh, well, he's not here right now. He may be back.
Oh, okay. I did all that. Since I found myself telling our kids to take a left and drop into the fifth ring or saying, wah, Chris Norton style, I was wondering if your kids had to suffer show quotes and character voices. I used to do a bit for my kids at the dinner table called And Now the News with Billy. And it was when they were younger, and I think I've already done this, but when the kids were small, I would do this. And they used to crap themselves when I do this. And now here's the news with Billy. Billy, go ahead.
The president is gonna be in at the White House.
And now the weather.
It's gonna, there's gonna be sun and we're gonna swim today.
You know, and that was it. And so my kids would be like on the floor peeing, crapping. And suddenly I realized I wasn't at home at all. I was in a mental ward with adults. Actually, I was with my father there in a locked ward there at the Delamo Psychiatric Center, 1988. You think I'm kidding? Well, why don't you just look it up?
The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Mark Newman with association from Wayne Roberts. Michelle Fernandez occasionally shows up as well.
Close by Pat Perkins of Hollywood.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.